Was what people were tweeting early in the morning on Thursday. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Here's the scoop. The hysterical and historic health care overhaul now will absolutely touch every single one of us in some way. The battle at the Supreme Court is over with the help of conservative Chief Justice John Roberts. 5-4 was the vote, but 5-4 to uphold Obamacare or the Affordable Health Care Act, however you view it. Roberts' vote, along with the court's four liberal justices, preserved the largest expansion of our nation's health care legacy for this president in more than 45 years. This has been debated backwards, forwards, and everywhere in between. We've done it on this show how many times, especially the requirement that everybody have health insurance or pay a tax, because that's what it was ruled, is a tax. You want to call it a penalty, that's fine. The Supreme Court calls it a tax. And the aim, supposedly, behind the health care law was to extend coverage to more than 30 million people who are now insured. I would say that it's going to tax the crap out of most Americans to the point where not only will steam be coming out of their ears, but they're not going to be able to get an appointment with their doctor if their primary doctor sticks around, because some of that will absolutely shrink. It's good for big hospitals. It's good for big pharma. Absolutely. It's great for insurance companies. It is. It's great for insurance companies, but it's not about the insurance companies. I think it's more about big pharma, because they paid for a lot of this without a doubt. Small businesses will have to pony up if they have 50 or more people working for them, meaning they have to get health care or they're going to be fined. If it's under 50, good luck. Maybe they keep it, maybe they don't. You might be on your own finding health care, so get ready to shop around. Is there going to be a repeal? Well, certainly there's conversation about that. If we were going to break this down with this new alliance, at least in this case, with the Supreme Court Chief Justice Roberts, with the more liberal elements of the of justices on the Supreme Court making up the Supreme Court ideology, in this ruling that the constitutionality of Obama's health care law, it now rests in the government's taxing body or authority. So that's where it stands. The word tax by the Supreme Court was ultimately put in here. And already lobbyists for the insurance industry are saying, get ready for increases. That's never good when they warn you of higher rates. How is that a fix? Oh, hey, it's held up. This is good news, right? Well, what's the benefit? You're going to pay more. But don't worry, eventually you'll pay less. We don't want any eventualities in there. So there's some uncharted water here, because the government now controlling this. We're going to have government health care, and you will be taxed if you do. It's a tax if you do not have insurance in 2014. So now it's about regrouping. Remember, the law started on the campaign trail back in 2008. For Obama, when he said that he was going to get affordable health care for everybody. But ultimately, what does this mean? Thanks to Roberts, who was appointed by Republican President George W. Bush and actually opposed by Senator Barack Obama. Irony in that, isn't there? This thing sails through very narrowly, but sails through. So remember, Congress has referred to, with the health care and the mandate, has referred to a penalty, not a tax, on people who don't get insurance. But Roberts, in his majority decision, said the court would not get hung up on labels, among other indications that it is a tax, and says that the payment is collected solely by the IRS through the normal means of taxation. So now it is a tax, it is a tax, it is a tax. And Roberts says because the Constitution permits such a tax, that, and this is part of the ruling, it is not our role to forbid it or to pass upon its wisdom of fairness. Wow. So Republicans are up in arms, of course, arguing that it's a government takeover of health care. How far behind is the single-payer system? And now you're going to have lots of doctors who are going to opt out of Medicare. They're not going to want to have to deal with people with Medicare, and Medicare is going to be $500 billion lighter. So what does that do to older people and their coverage in this country? And what does it do to poor people? That was what supposedly the law was about, helping people get insurance who couldn't afford it. But how will this end up? How is this going to end up in the real world, not where you have justices trying to come up with a majority decision that is going to add millions of people, actually, to the roles of the uninsured? The big hospitals like it because that's where they'll be able to collect their money. Big pharma likes it. The small guy, the private practice person, doesn't like it. And what is this pool of health care going to be like for you and me? What does that mean? What kind of health care are we going to get? Insurance companies gain because they get millions of people who are paying premiums. That's why United Healthcare is hiring so many people. United Healthcare was part of this thing, too. And Big Pharma, they love it. I'm sure they are dancing on tabletops probably right now as this all leaves my lips. Coming up in the rest of the show, certainly you can sound off, throw in your two cents. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Here's a couple of different points of view from Washington, the Speaker of the House, Boehner, and Nancy Pelosi, the former Speaker of the House.
We believe that repealing this entire law is the right thing to do. It'll help our economy. It'll help bring down health care costs. It'll save Medicare from being cut by $500 billion. And instead, we can put in place common sense steps that really will help the American people have better access to the quality care that they want.
Now we can move forward to the full implementation of the law, and when that happens, for the American people, the best is yet to come. I knew that when he left us, he would go to heaven and help pass the bill, and now I knew he was busily at work until this decision came down, inspiring one way or another, and now he can rest in peace.
All right, is the best yet to come, and Pelosi was referring to Ted Kennedy, by the way. Coming up around the bend, Dr. Keith Smith talks about what this means for you. He's in private practice. What does it mean for doctors like himself? What does it mean for the average Joe who just wants to get some decent health coverage and be able to afford it and not be forced to get it at gunpoint? Stay with us.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Hi, Doug Dorfler here from Midas Resources Precious Metals. In these trying times, all of us have to be concerned about our financial situations. Every day we hear of problems with our financial institutions and of the European economy. Even the latest CBO report under the Extended Alternatives Fiscal Scenario says the future of the U.S. budget is bleak. Now is the time to weigh your options. Call me, Doug, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167, and I'll be glad to answer any of your questions and help you add physical precious metals to your holdings. No matter what your financial position is, you need to protect yourself and your family with a portion of your assets in precious metals. Again, call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Thank you and have a great day.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
About it throughout the show, the Supreme Court gives a victory to Obama with the controversial health care law that he calls his legacy. The problem is, what does it mean for the rest of America? The individual mandate now will kick into place unless there is a repeal effort. Obamacare or the 2010 Affordable Care Act, the as I said, signature legislation of this president is upheld, basically, or ruled constitutional by the Supreme Court. That was a 5-4 decision. I have to tell you, people, I've said it all along. I've been to Washington 3-4 times, talked to all kinds of people. I am shocked that it went down this way. I am shocked about Justice John Roberts jumping in with the more liberal members' decision of the court. But here's where we're at now at this point. So we're getting all kinds of opinions. Very pleased to welcome to the show Dr. Keith Smith. He is a board certified anesthetologist, easy for me to say, in private practice since 1990. He co-founded the Surgery Center of Oklahoma. It's actually an outpatient surgery center, and he knows a lot about this business because a lot of Canadians and uninsured Americans have been treated at his facility. Thank goodness, because he's got some pretty transparent, as you might think, pricing and some low pricing that's available to those people. He's certainly seen what's happened with insurance. Dr. Smith, thanks so much for coming on the show. Your take on the law, on what it means to America, what do you think this does? Do you say thumbs up or thumbs down?
Well, I think the ruling today ensures that the intent of the law will be carried out. I've been reminding people what the purpose of this law was all along, and it's to bestow favors and power and money on all the folks who showed up in Washington with their checkbooks when they were forming this law. The law was basically written by the pharmaceutical industry and United Healthcare. So for the folks who think that the insurance companies are about to get what's coming to them or come up with, they're right. They just don't understand that the insurance companies really are going to get a great deal out of this, as the purchase of their products are going to be mandated.
Right, so they can charge it. So in other words, the charging can be kind of all over the map, I guess, if you will, you think?
Yeah, and there are some very, very deceptive and deceitful parts of this law. The medical loss ratio is one of the worst. The deception of that's on an order of magnitude that can't be overstated. The idea is that 80% of the money collected by insurance companies has to be paid out in claims. And that's easy for the big four or five carriers, but it puts all their small competitors out of business. So this law was about rewarding the gigantic insurance companies, the gigantic hospitals, who are also rewarded by putting their smaller competitors out of business who can't comply with these mandates. And it also provides such a hassle factor and also a incredible expense factor for private practice physicians that they're more likely to succumb to hostile takeovers from big hospital systems. So it's a private practice destroying, small and rural independent hospital destroying, small insurance company destroying bill. But that was the whole point. This bill had nothing to do really with healthcare. It just was Washington business as usual, where they, you know, take bribes and reward with favors all the people that brought their checkbooks. And I wrote a blog a couple of days ago called "I Miss the Hippies" because I miss those liberal loonies who didn't trust the government and didn't trust everything they were being told. And so many people I know that support this legislation really do think it is about health care and making sure the poor and the elderly get, you know, care that maybe they're denied by the current system. And the bill could not be any farther from that than it is.
Yeah. And so ultimately, what does it mean for Americans with premiums, with health care in general?
Well, the other purpose of the bill, of course, is to drive the price of health care and premiums to a level that the only way anybody will be able to get any care at all is to scream for a single-payer system. Now, that was the ultimate goal, was to make what is marginally affordable insurance right now unaffordable. And I refer to this as the Unaffordable Care Act, because that's one of the goals. And
yeah.
Once a single payer system becomes reality like it has in Canada, then the premiums collected are basically taxes, and then the rationing of care can be to the extent that it actually helps the budget of the government initially, because they'll ration care. They won't pay out many claims, but they'll continue to take these taxes in. But long after this idiot in the White House is gone, the program will begin to unwind and become bankrupt, just like Medicare and Medicaid have. And this guy will be long gone, and the current occupant of whatever office in Washington will have the impossible task of unwinding this mess or dismantling a federal program, and it's just going to be extremely, extremely difficult to extract this.
Yeah, and as an anesthesiologist, an important spot, obviously, and in private practice, what does that mean for so many? As you said it, the big hospitals, it's great for them. The few insurance companies, it's great for them. But what about everybody else? It's going to be very tough, isn't it?
It'll be extremely tough for the private practice doctors. So many physicians have succumbed to their fears and have become hospital employees already. And their lives are going to become even more miserable because part of the law includes a provision for bundled payment. So these giant hospital systems will receive payment for, say, a gallbladder surgery, and then the hospitals will decide how much is going to go to the anesthesiologist or the surgeon, and then they'll keep whatever it is they want. So that was another gift to the giant hospital systems, was this bundled payment idea. For the physicians that remain in private practice initially, this may be on the front end, it may be actually a business building thing if they can comply with the cost. But the cost of implementing the electronic medical records in the office is just almost prohibitive.
Yeah, so as you said, single payer.
Yeah, I think a lot of physicians will opt out of Medicare. I don't know if you've had Jane Orient on the program, but
yes.
She's probably the only person I know that's read this bill and understands it. She's brilliant. But she is executive director of the AAPS, the Association of American Physician Surgeons, and they help physicians walk over those coals and go through that process of opting out of Medicare. And I think because of the huge amount of money that is going to be taken out of Medicare, which is undoubtedly going to be financed by cutting physician fees, which are already terribly low, a lot of physicians are just not going to deal with Medicare anymore, and they'll opt out. And that's going to cause a real, real serious problem for the people that are covered by Medicare. They're not going to have much access to care at all.
And that's such a big chunk of the population.
Yes, that there's no doubt that the very poor are going to wind up with a card that says I'm insured, but it's going to be a worthless piece of trash because no physician I know is going to see them.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control: your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less guaranteed.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Today, I've invited everybody. I don't care what your stripes are. You may say thumbs up, and hey, give this law a chance. You might say thumbs down, and hold on tight. Kate Delaney, America, tonight, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE, your chance to weigh in. Rick in Illinois has been waiting patiently. Let's go out to him. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello. What say you? I'm thinking you're saying thumbs up. It's all good. It's going to work.
Well, sure. You know, everybody's whining, crying, but doom and gloom. But, you know, this is happening after Romney, Healthcare in Massachusetts, and it's still hilarious. People ain't dying nowhere, or hospitals ain't closed, and all that other stuff, so...
They're not, but there are people complaining about their health care because they have to wait sometimes up to 40 days to see their primary physician, which isn't good. Yeah. You know that, Rick, when you have something festering. I mean, we all would, I don't care, Democrat, Independent, Republican, nobody wants to wait that long. Health care isn't political when it's what's going inside internally with you. That's the problem.
Yeah, but there's... I mean, once they get the bugs all worked out and everything, I think it'll be all right.
Well, there's the key. The key is, okay, if we're saying what's going to happen in the future, there's been none of these health care syndicates have been set up yet, you know, because that's what's going to happen. Everybody can be thrown into this bigger syndicate. That's how it's affordable. So none of the states have this working. That's a huge problem. What's that going to look like? But they have to work. They got till 2014, so all that has to be worked out.
Yeah, well, it's going to open up competition, too. In Georgia, it's just Blue Cross Blue Shield. There's nobody else there. So these other companies go in there now and give them a little competition. So that's going to help out a lot of people, too. It's going to give 47 million people who don't even have health care coverage.
Yeah, but is it at the expense of everybody else, Rick? That's the thing. Is that at the expense of you and me and our premiums? And I mean, listen, you know, one thing to help a brother or a sister out, it's another thing to be buried in costs, and that's the big concern. And yeah. And you know that. I mean, we're throwing darts at a board. We don't know. I mean, the actual hard costs of everything, what we know is what it's going to add. We know what's going to add to the deficit. We know that five. And this, to me, Rick, is scary, is the $500 billion that's going to be taken out of Medicare.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not good. And that doctors are going to want to opt out of Medicare is scary, because what are we saying about old people? Geez, you better live it up now and pray that you die slowly in your sleep before you get old. I mean, seriously, not to be crass, but that's sad. And that is worrisome to me, especially with an aging population.
I think they'll tweak it and adjust the things. I know they set the tone and everything. I think that's going to make an adjustment. Give them a leeway, you know, on how to implement this program and stuff like that.
All right, so you say thumbs up, good deal. It's a happy day.
Yeah, I got a money-making scheme for you. You'll be a billionaire in a week.
Let's hear it. What's the money-making scheme? Does it have to do with health care?
You're a printing company and have print up some bumper stickers. And have put on it, John Roberts, a liberal icon.
But I'm bumped. Yes, he certainly is after Thursday. Thanks, Rick. Let's see if Tim has a different take on this in New York. Hello, Tim. You get a chance here. You get a crack at it. What's up?
Well, I called the other night, and I don't know if you remember me, but here's the perfect example of having to break the ties with big business lobbyists in the government. It doesn't matter who did it. It doesn't matter what the program is, because the Republicans are guilty of the same thing. When George Bush was in office, they rewrote enough of the Clean Air Act that allowed companies like Massey and some of the other large coal burners and producers to skirt the fines and whatnot for their sludge pits for coal processing, and guys made millions. That CEO for Massey made millions before he retired, and they haven't paid anything in fines that they were supposed to. One of the fines was like a big one for them was $68,000. They haven't even paid it yet. But it's just government doing business. They've lost sight of what business in government should be. The problem is business and government, I hate to say this, but it's gotten to the point where they really can't be together, because it doesn't matter what program that we have or what we do, it is costing the taxpayers too much money in some form or another. This is just one more straw. I'm hoping it's the one that broke the camel's back and people finally realize, you know what, neither of these two guys are good to put back in there. Maybe it's time for a real change and really shake up Washington and show these lobbyists this. They don't want you anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, good points, Tim, and I'm going to tell people what this would cost families. Take a listen. By the time this all kicks in 2014, so Tim's saying you don't like it, you got to boot the guy that's in there out, and the politicians as well that are related to this. But by 2016, because, you know, the IRS is going to level these penalties, it'll go up to the fine would be $2,085 a family, which would be 2.5% of the income. And each year penalties will get higher for not having insurance. In the beginning, the fine would be, you know, could be, let's say, $100 or could be $300 and change if you have a family. But it would increase every single year. And this is a tax, and this is what this is exactly what the Supreme Court ruled too, by the way. They called it a tax. Dan in Texas, I'm sure he is chomping at the bit. Hello, Dan. Dan, are you with us?
Hello, Dan. I'm gonna follow your advice about living it up while I can. I've got this young blonde coming over tomorrow, and I'm gonna try to get her to kill me in a manifest way of loving me to death.
There you go.
And I planned on smiling all the way to my grave before I go. And I'm going to be sending money to Romney and also to the Republican Party. And I will support anybody that runs in Congress with the R on them. And I've called all my relatives and Democrats' relatives and Republican relatives, and we all agree this is a tax on the American people. It was a stealth tax. It claimed it wasn't a tax, but it was a tax. It walked like a duck. It talked like a duck. It's a duck. And we're going to get rid of this clown, and anybody that's connected with him is going down. I'm telling you what, the Tea Party is on the move. I've been talking with people. I'm a Tea Party member. I know other people who are too,
right. And
I'm telling you, we are hot. We cannot wait for November. We are going to have a landslide like nothing you ever saw before in your life. And this clown that's in the White House now, he has no idea what's coming his way, but that man is going down.
Ooh, Dan has spoken. How many agree with Dan that this is it for Obama? And Romney just was handed a huge gift by this Supreme Court decision. Dale in Illinois.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Well, not so good.
Oh.
I wasn't happy about this today.
Uh-uh.
I'm curious about one thing that's going to happen here in Illinois. We just passed a budget that reduced the threshold for Medicaid. Of course, Illinois is in fine shape. We have $38 billion in unfunded pension liability, and now we're going to deal with this. If a state opts out of it, what happens to these people on the lower end of the ladder that supposedly Obamacare is going to take care of?
Oh, they're going to be stuck? They're going to be stuck. That's exactly right. What happens to the poorer people? What happens to the older people? Yes.
Yeah, I here in Illinois, they raised the income tax, doubled it.
Yeah.
We've got all these unfunded mandates or pension liabilities. I don't know if we set these things up. You know, Governor, whatever his name was, that is in jail now. By the way, that's one of six or seven that we've put in jail, who's over there picking his nose. He submitted budget after budget that was $1 billion underfunded. And we're taking $500 billion out of Medicare. I don't see how this is going to benefit me very much.
No, because I think also doctors are going to go away anyway. They're going to opt out of the whole Medicare thing. It's not going to be in their best interest, unless we're talking about giant hospitals who would definitely benefit from this. But otherwise, anyone in the smaller side of things, it doesn't at all. And that means most people, a lot of the doctors that you go to, that's affected. And, of course, the ability to pay for it. And ultimately, that's what's so confusing. How is this affordable? How is the ultimate centerpiece of this even affordable? And isn't it interesting, Dale, thanks for hanging in there, great call as always. How is the individual mandate a benefit to everyone when, by forcing people to buy health coverage, the Supreme Court says that it's legal under the government's taxing powers and that the tax comes in the form of that penalty on people who don't get health insurance because the Constitution allows for the tax. 855-266-KATE.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Supreme decision as we charge toward the end of this hour here in America tonight is the puzzling decision by Chief Justice John Roberts. And there's rumors that he changed his vote at the last minute. And there are all kinds of people writing and saying some terrible things about Roberts. Talk show host Michael Savage didn't waste any words. He said Roberts' epilepsy medication affected his mental state. In other words, the side effects mentally slowing him down, the cognitive process that it affects that and causes forgetfulness. And this is a guy that George W. Bush appointed to the court. So when you say 5-4 to somebody, especially with the ideology of the court, you're thinking it's going to go the other way. I'm shocked, stunned. I really thought the individual mandate would go down, especially because in my thinking, it hadn't even been leveled yet at this point because 2014 it was going to kick in. So how do you rule on something that hasn't happened? How do you come up with a majority opinion? That's kind of where I was going with it in the first place. But it doesn't matter. All bets are off because now we have this huge tax increase, and even the Supreme Court calls it a tax. Businesses will be scrambling for a life preserver. 50 or less, they don't have to offer it anymore. 50 or more, they have to offer it or be fined. You, my friends, all have to have health insurance by 2014 or get fined, taxed by the IRS. And who are the winners in this one? Big hospitals, big pharma, insurance companies. They'll get the millions in the money that comes in for the people who have to be insured. Now, who are the losers? Poor and elderly. If you're getting up in your years and you were thinking the golden years, no more watch at the end of the line for a career that you've had X amount of years, and now you probably will want to work until you're at least 70 if you can, so that you have more money to pay for the health care that you're going to need should you live a longer life, should you live into your 90s, let's say. Even if you're very healthy, you just don't know what's going to happen, and that's money you're going to need for your retirement. Somewhere in the ballpark of, had a conversation with Mike Bonacorsi today, our retirement guy who comes on with us once a month, and he says in the ballpark of $250,000. You have to have that money because you don't know where you're going to be health-wise, especially if you live longer. If you want to sound off on the health decision, the Supreme Court decision, in other words, today that was handed down, feel free, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. All opinions are welcome, too, by the way. Our pal Rick in Illinois thinks it's a great day, thinks they'll work the kinks out, and that people will get insured. I think that there's going to be many more problems than anticipated, especially as time is running out and nothing's been set up on the state level as far as these health insurance exchanges are concerned. I asked about that twice when I was in Washington, and twice people, more than twice, everyone I asked about it said, oh, yeah, they got to get going on that. That's up to the states, and they'll have to do that and work out all the problems and all the things that have to be done. Well, we're almost at the end of 2012, so time's wasting. Kathy is listening to us in New York. Hey, Kathy, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello, what do you think?
Well, what annoys me is, and I've not heard anybody talk about this, I use alternative medicine.
Mm-hmm.
The insurance companies will not cover my doctor. So I have to buy insurance, but it's going to be useless because I'll be giving them the premiums and I won't be getting any benefits from the taxes that I'm paying on this health care bill.
And you know what? And you have a right to question that, especially when so many people are looking at alternative medicine because it's helped and it's cured people of lots of things. When you think of, where we are in taking medicines and what happens to people when they take too many prescriptions. So there are a lot of people, Kathy, actually, I didn't even think of that. There are a lot of people in that same boat.
I was talking with my neighbor today, and she said she's going to give up going to her naturopath, her homeopathic doctor, because the insurance companies don't cover her, and she has to pay out of pocket, just the same as I do. So I'm going to be paying out of pocket to go to my doctor. Thank God I'm healthy, and she keeps me that way. But I'm also going to have to pay this tax for a service that I'm not going to benefit from.
Yeah, that's bogus. That's ridiculous. Why should you have to pay the tax when you're not using medicine, when you're not going that route and then not being paid for the other source, which works so well for you and works well, frankly, for a lot of people. Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad that you brought that up, Kath. Sorry, it's a bad day, huh? It's a bad day all around for lots of different people. And she's not alone. You know, that there is also a thought out there that some of the medicines, the alternative medicines, will then ultimately come under the control of the government because that this is more revenue as more people go for supplements and look for other ways to approach their health. With, you know, we could get into a whole discussion with where is our soil and how are we getting our vitamins and our minerals and all that stuff that you need. You know, when you read, oh, you need vitamin D and you need this and you need that and you need calcium and you need all these things, and then you think of what are you getting in your processed foods, and now people are getting wise to that, and that's starting to turn. So will that ultimately also become government regulated? Can you imagine if that happens? You know, she brings up a good point. I know people that go and get acupuncture done because it works for them. It works for back problems. It works for problems in other parts of the body where traditional medicine hasn't helped so much. Or sometimes people have a combination of both. Either way, she certainly is not alone in being dismayed about the individual mandate, because now it is law, barring the law being repealed, and that's not going to happen anytime soon. In fact, really the only way it happens is if Obama does not get a second term. If Mitt Romney becomes president, then that's what's going to, the push is going to be, and this is certainly going to be part of the next 4 months in running for president, besides the economy and jobs, and this is relatable because it's money related, it'll be the same thing. Healthcare now becomes even bigger. So for the next 4 months, that's at least on the Republican side, we're going to hear. For the Democrats, it's going to be, now we've insured everybody, we're moving forward, let's move forward, we don't need to talk about this anymore because we promised it, you got it, boom, it's going to kick in and you're going to love it, because now if you didn't have it before, you've got it because we promised it would be affordable. And then therein lies the rub. What's affordable, and is affordable good, and what does that mean? And what does that mean for doctors? And what does that mean from state to state? And it's going to be different. It's the same thing, because health care is so personal. It's going to be different for every single person that ultimately has some kind of health care coverage. It's going to be very tough on businesses. We're getting closer to the single payer is what's happening. That's what we're going to see. Now, the repeal push, it's not going to be ignored, but it's going to be tough to have anything happen here, especially, as I said, with the president that you have now, you're not going to get that repeal. However, Eric Cantor is saying that the House will vote on repeal on July 11th. He's saying that they're going to vote on doing this right after the July 4th recess, and he sets the floor schedule in the House. So if he says they're going to do it and releases the statement that there's going to be a vote on repealing the law, then clearly that's what they're going to try to do. But the Supreme Court's decision, in the words of Cantor, to uphold Obamacare is a crushing blow, as he said, to patients throughout the country, because Obamacare has failed to keep the president's basic promise of allowing those who like their health care to keep it while increasing costs and reducing access to quality care for patients. And that's what I would be concerned about. If you like your health care, you're probably not going to get to keep it. It's probably, you're going to see premiums are going to go up, because already insurance companies are saying that ahead of it. And it's going to be dicey as to what kind of care you're going to get based on the amount of people who are now going to be pumped in, and the doctors that will get away from the business of family practice because of what's happening with Medicare. $500 billion is going to be taken out of that. So who suffers the most? I think all the way around, everybody has to be questioning what their health care is going to look like.
Summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.